Municipalities in Massachusetts are being urged to review their ordinances that regulate signs. This follows a legal challenge to an effort by the City Council in Holyoke to ban temporary signs in the months of December, January, and February. After hearing complaints last fall from some residents of Holyoke, the ACLU of Massachusetts went to federal court and obtained a temporary injunction to stop the ordinance from being enforced on free speech grounds. The injunction was recently made permanent. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Bill Newman, director of the Western Regional Office of the ACLU of Massachusetts.
The city of Holyoke had passed an ordinance that restricted lawn signs, and specifically including political lawn signs, to a number of months a year and excluding them in other months of the year. The ordinance also continued what had been in the ordinances of Holyoke, which was a restriction on temporary signs on vehicles, which is to say bumper stickers. So bumper stickers were prohibited in Holyoke, but most significantly, although that's obviously unconstitutional, the city of Holyoke had prohibited lawn signs and political lawn signs during significant periods of the year, and that also is unconstitutional. So the federal district court in Springfield had issued a preliminary injunction that prohibited the ordinance from taking effect, and then about a week ago, the federal district court in Springfield issued a permanent injunction and a declaratory injunction saying the ordinance is unconstitutional, it can't take effect, and the city shall not, under any circumstances, try to enact another ordinance that is similar in its restrictions.
What was the purpose for the ordinance? What was the explanation as to why the people who sponsored it got it through the Holyoke City Council?
Well, the arguments are the same arguments that are always made in terms of people trying to restrict free speech and saying people can't have free speech on their lawns and people should be restricted in their speech. And that is, people who want those kinds of ordinance say, well, the signs are not very pretty. They're not aesthetic. And that they somehow interfere with values of property because people don't like signs or lawn signs. And I think that's wrong. I think there actually is a beauty to the First Amendment. There's a beauty to democracy. There's something exquisite about the First Amendment protection of freedom of speech. The court found those arguments in favor of this to be without any value. And frankly, they're the same arguments that have been struck down, found as being pretextual and not substantive by courts across the country, I think, for many years.
And Holyoke, I understand, is not going to appeal this decision, right?
Holyoke actually agreed to the entry of the judgment. That's right. Holyoke has waived its rights of appeal.
Are there other municipalities in Massachusetts that you're aware of that have sign regulations that could be impacted by this ruling?
Well, we are looking at that, and I think that, as we said before, it would behoove other municipalities to review their sign ordinances and their lawn sign ordinances in view of what has happened in this Holyoke case.
I'm aware of at least a couple of municipalities, I believe, that do have regulations saying that signs have to be taken down so many days after an election. Would that impact those regulations?
Well, I don't want to speculate
yeah.
on specific ordinances
sure.
and specific municipalities at this moment. However, I do think what the Holyoke case stands for is the proposition that individuals are entitled to have political signs without those kinds of restrictions throughout the year.
Can you put any restrictions on political signs? I'm thinking like size regulations. I mean, you couldn't put a billboard up on your lawn, could you?
That's right. And the reason is because it would pose a public safety hazard. So that in terms of signage that would block visibility for cars or for pedestrians in a way that would endanger public safety, same as for materials, by the way, materials that could blow away and cause a hazard, those public safety reasons are, in fact, a legitimate reason for restricting signage. But I don't like them because they're not pretty and they don't comport with my sense of aesthetics, according to some municipal official. That clearly is unconstitutional. You have to come down to City Hall and sign up to put your before you can put your sign on your lawn, as the Holyoke Ordinance prescribed, that's clearly unconstitutional.